You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we are about to experience a Sagittarian full moon. And the moon is full right at the galactic center, which is specific degrees in Sagittarius. So it can be, what the galactic center is considered is a portal to the cosmos, actually. And as things go by or through or connect with this center, there's kind of a wiping clean, like as if like a magnet wiping off the information on your credit card strip, or that kind of information that can be wiped away with a magnet. It's like that. We can have our systems reset so we're not so bound by the issues and the grooves of the problems we've been having our whole lives. So it's big energy. And Sagittarian energy is very optimistic and it's very forward thinking. It doesn't really look back at all. It doesn't like encumbrances or anything to stop its expansion. So freedom is very important, freedom of time, of space, of, you know, freedom to be and do and say what you want, when you want. It's very Sagittarian. And also adventuring. So going on an adventure. I mean, you can do an adventure. You could decide that you need to go to Toastmasters to learn how to give speeches. That's an adventure. Or you can decide to, you know, start exercising. But generally with Sagittarian, it's quite big philosophical, you know, how does the cosmos work? It wants the truth. There's this kind of gnawing need for the Sagittarian energy to find the truth and to know the truth. And the asking of the question is what brings the answer. So energy like Sagittarius, if you've ever known people who are Sag, and especially in touch with the higher octave of Sagittarius, there's like the beastly lower octave of Sagittarius, which is very earthbound and gluttonous and wants to consume everything around it. And often it can end up creating someone who is obese because they're just like, or an alcoholic or somebody who's like totally over the top with their maybe eating binges or drinking binges or gambling binges, things that seem fun, but if they get out of control, then all of a sudden you've got like a huge addiction problem and are, you know, unable to change. So that's no good. That's kind of like the lower octave of Sagittarius. And often too, Sagittarians will learn about how important the truth is from telling lies. So they'll tell a lie about something and then it'll get thrown in their face and they'll be humiliated, embarrassed, and they'll learn, oh my God, lying is just unacceptable. It doesn't do anybody any good because the truth always comes out. And then, you know, there's consequences, which are often embarrassing or, you know, they ruin your reputation or whatever it is. You know, we've all learned that lying doesn't usually go well for us. That's the truth. I mean, of course, there's circumstances where lying is beneficial and where you should be smart enough to tell a lie. There is a paradox involved there, but, you know, with maybe government officials or in a situation where there's unfairness and you know you're going to be misjudged, or I just always think of like authority figures and lying about certain things so that you don't have to go along with the program, which could be very beneficial. So keep that part of you intact so you can keep yourself safe and sovereign. But other than that, your emotional relationships, your connections with people, the truth really is what you're after. And Sagittarius, once it kind of evolves out of the more beastly side of itself, it evolves into this very philosophical, very benevolent, very buoyant and generous and helpful. When Sagittarius learns something, they need to turn around right away and teach it, which is a lovely trait, although it can be kind of nauseating for the people around them if they don't want to have to learn stuff all the time. Ask my family. They really think it's just great that I'm always teaching them something. My poor daughter talked about how she can't help but give her friends natural remedy advice because her whole life I've been solving problems with natural remedies. She's like, I don't know why I'm compelled to do it. I don't even want to do it. I don't like when you do it. But all of a sudden, I'm doing it. She's a Sagittarius. So she's learned things. She's learned things to keep herself healthy, and she has to teach people. So that's a good way to use it. If you have something to teach or something to share or something that would be of benefit in a philosophical way, something to do with people's beliefs and I guess the big picture, the cosmos, understanding how it all works and what the real truth is. That's what we can be seeking right now. So leading up to the Monday full moon, we've got a very busy day on Sunday, the 16th, which will have us starting out with Mercury trining Neptune, which is a supportive energy. It's a blessing. It's an opportunity. Maybe an important idea will come to you, or you'll communicate something beautiful because Neptune rules art and poetry and film and theater and music. So connecting with Mercury, our area of communication, can very likely give us, and Mercury's in Cancer too, so there's this sort of, it could have us giving some nurturing communication, or maybe you have a really heartfelt talk with your mother, or you create something beautiful, some beautiful art or connection with poetry or something like that. Very Neptunian. You might even, because Neptune is definitely tapped into the spirit world, you might even connect with like a grandmother that passed on or some sort of matriarch that you miss. Information could be brought through on Sunday. And we are also under the pull of this full moon too. So we're already really feeling sensitive and really feeling, it's likely you're having a lot of ideas and a lot of understandings, which is, I think, kind of fun when that's going on. So that you have going on. But then the Mercury in Cancer will then oppose, later that day, will oppose Saturn in Capricorn. This is like the crux of what we're dealing with because the nodes are there. The North Node is in Cancer. The South Node is in Capricorn. They're the portals to the past and the future. So the stuff that's happening in this area of your chart, especially if you are Cancer or Capricorn or an Aries or a Libra, the cardinal signs, you're even more like affected in very pivotal ways by these nodes happening right now. So with the Cancer and Capricorn, it's like Capricorn wants the structure, Saturn wants the structure and the ways and the tradition, and Cancer wants to make sure that we're nurtured and well-fed and cared for. And they're the mother and father energy of the zodiac. So Cancer knows how to be sensitive, although sometimes too sensitive. And Capricorn knows how to be stoic and sensitive. So somehow what we're supposed to be doing is combining these energies. Like it's a give and a take. There needs to be some stoicism and there needs to be some sensitivity. You need to kind of buck up and then you need to also take good care. So there's this real kind of dance going on. And it's because the nodes are there, this is like a theme that we're all dealing with until they switch, which I think is next May. So you just kind of got to be in touch with fortifying your home, with Pluto traveling there at the South Node, with Saturn and all that in Capricorn. There's definitely a seriousness and a finality. Both of those planets deal with endings, but they also can be the birth of new things as well. Saturn will come in and provide the structure and think of the generations to come, not just what's right in front of their face right now. So that's a great energy. You want that sort of long-term thinking energy to go into what you're planning right now and what you're doing. And there's a lot of opportunity for change, really fast change, especially with this full moon on the galactic center. There's like just this swirling vortex of quick possibility and also releasing, like just dropping the baggage, which you no longer need because we're moving into entirely new times, entirely new ways. And the portal between the past and the future with the nodes is very much like a time when we can gather what we've learned and what we know and understand all of our foundation, what led to where we are. We can understand it, but we can also let it go as we turn towards the North Node. And it's in Cancer, so there's this importance in nurturing what needs nurturing and taking care of your abode and maybe not making the rat race so important too. Like, we're all so indoctrinated to just be these busy worker bees all the time that we're kind of like numb and often like on pharmaceuticals or like somehow dulling the pain of a pace we just can't keep. So with the Cancer energy, hopefully you'll be able to go, hey, wait a minute, I need to like fluff up my nest. I need to get grounded. I need to make my home my sanctuary, because it is your, you know, like a crab has its shell or a snail has its shell, of this place to pull into so that you can recuperate. And you need time in that place. You need more time really in that place than you do in the outer world, because this is where your daily needs are met. This is where you're fed nourishing food and you sleep in cozy surroundings that you feel safe. It's a great time to fortify yourself. So keep that in mind while you're kind of doing this dance of like trying to lay new structure or releasing structure and also trying to move forward. So with the full moon, it is a great time for releasing, and especially when we're, as it's moving across these degrees at the galactic center, we can like drop it. And that's what we need to do. Because anything that is, there might be belief systems, there might be something that happened to you when you were a little kid that you decided you were going to handle, you know, you were never going to hurt again, or you were never going to depend on anybody again, or whatever it might be, has locked you out of future possibilities. So you need to open up the software so that you can put in new downloads, new apps, if you will. And there's so many cool apps these days. So you can choose this whole new future right now. So I really recommend doing that. And you might find, oh, look at this, like with the illumination of the full moon, there's a lot of action going on around it too. You might be able to find that you are able to suddenly understand what it is that you're doing to get in your own way. And that's important. There is like the Sag moon will conjoin Jupiter right before it goes full on Monday. So this is also Sunday. Sunday is a big day. And when it conjoins Jupiter, that's lucky, right? That's buoyant, like energy that can expand. But it could also, because there are some stressful squares around this time, you might overdo it. You might overshare. Sagittarius has like, they call it the foot in the mouth disease, where you're like, oh, I'm just trying to be helpful. And all of a sudden you've like hurt someone's feelings, or someone hurt your feelings, or just a truth, you know, like for instance, this is one I always think is just so ridiculous. Somebody like has a one night stand. They're in a committed relationship. They fully screw up and regret it completely. This is of course different if you're having an ongoing affair, which would be a complete lie all the time, which would be terrible karma. But if you've had this like accidental slip up and then you feel so guilty, this is never going to happen again, you can't believe you've done this. And then you go and you share that this happened with your partner, trying to like rid yourself of your guilt from having this like wayward experience. You end up, that's the kind of truth sharing where you need to use your discretion, because who is going to feel better because of this? You don't want to lose your partner. You don't want to end up, you know, destroying your whole life over this stupid mistake you made. So it's best you, I think in this situation, I've discussed this with many people many times, that it's the best thing to do is to not share this information. Keep it to yourself. And of course, if you're having an ongoing affair, there's something much, much deeper wrong with your relationship, and then you probably should get out of the relationship. But in this situation, it might be an oversharing kind of thing. You want to like not hurt people. So Sag can hurt people with these like sorts of honesties that end up not being helpful. So keep that. That's just an example. There's a million ways you could look at it, but that's an example of one thing that you might want to consider not oversharing about. So because we have all this Sag action, there could be that I guess, you know, it's not always optimistic. It can be the dark side of Sagittarius too. So the actual full moon occurs at 4:31 a.m. or 1:31. I guess it depends. I've got both dates here in my calendar that I use. So it will be at 25 degrees Sagittarius, and it's a very, it's potent. You're definitely going to feel it. I hope you're managing to stay grounded. Keep your feet like literally on the earth. It helps your body charge up and be able to handle the energies that we're all going through. And there's a lot of powerful stuff going on in the cosmos right now. And we are, I think we've all had our talents and our understanding of our perceptions and our abilities are coming on board in ways that maybe they never came on board before. So you want to be kind of prepared for that. You want to, you know, be aware that things are opening up and that maybe you're not crazy. Don't feel crazy because you might suddenly have otherworldly vision that you never had before or awarenesses or ideas. And so be aware that, that's the kind of thing that can come through. But you also want to protect your energy. You also want to make sure that you clear your energy. Maybe you get in the shower and you imagine anything that's stuck to you throughout the day, clearing, and any cords that have attached to you, cut them and send them off to be recycled in love in the universe. Keep your own energy free. And with Sagittarian energy, Sag wants to be free. So it's very aware if anything has kind of piggybacked on it or is draining it or taking away its freedom. So it's a good time to even let go of addictions. It's a good time to stop gambling, stop drinking, stop doing anything that's hard on your liver. Sag also rules the liver. And it has to do with the pelvis and the hips and the thighs and the forward moving parts of the body, what moves you forward. So you might be able to also heal these areas if you have maybe a foot problem or hip problem, or send lots of light, focus on healing yourself, and wabam, things can heal. Things really can heal. We just need to open our minds and be aware of what our actual power is, which we're waking up to right now, which is kind of awesome. So the same day that the full moon happens, it will also shift from Sagittarius into Capricorn. And it's heading right towards the solstice on the 21st. And that is like the whole week is quite prominent. There's a lot going on. It's definitely a time to be aware of your opportunities and what your beliefs are. You might not even, like I'm saying, be aware, but this is the sort of stuff that might just literally download into your consciousness. There is, when the moon moves into Capricorn the same day of the full moon, it will trine Uranus. So it's, again, there's these lucky adventures, lucky realizations, lucky situations, things manifesting that are fortunate, like super fortunate, weird, like things can happen. I was actually at the thrift store, and I live in a very populated part of Canada, which is the West Coast. Everybody wants to live in the West Coast of Canada because it's got, you know, probably our best weather of all the Canadian weather. The West Coast really does have it. So anyway, I live in this part of the world and it's very populated. So our thrift stores, which are very thriving here, are loaded with stuff. Even the thrift store that I go to in my neighborhood is massive. It's like it has a restaurant attached. It's this beautiful, it's run by the Mennonite church. It's like impressive. And it's actually fed from the movie industry. So from shows that are done, like all the set decoration, everything goes there. It's like you could not get luckier than this. You find the craziest things there because it's all new. People wore it once, actors wore it, or you know, it was on a set. So it's all this new stuff. Anyway, I feel so blessed because of that. But I was at the thrift store yesterday and I found this curling iron that I have. It, like just to kind of curl the edges under, it's a ceramic curling iron. And the one that I have, I keep burning myself on because I've dropped it so many times. All the little nubs that were on the end have fallen. It's like one of those brush irons. The nubs have all fallen off. So I keep grabbing it too far down. Anywho, nobody wants to burn themselves. So I have known this, I don't know, 3 weeks. I'm like, this, I just can't use this anymore. At the thrift store, my exact curling iron shows up. And it was like an expensive curling iron when it was new, but I got it for $5. Like, oh, that's the sort of like, I know this is like mundane, but we are in the real world. And Taurus energy, it's kind of like great at manifesting stuff, great at manifesting new things, new objects for your home, new, like just lovely things. And with this energy, things can happen really fast. And suddenly it's there. So just start using your magic, start using your manifesting powers, be aware of what you want, kind of put it out there. It feels pretty fabulous. And the same thing, I was at IKEA and I was going to buy a hourglass, you know, where you flip it over and the sands run through the hourglass. And I was going to do this because I wanted to help me focus. Like, it's hard when you work on the internet to always focus because you could just look stuff up all the time, which I do because I'm curious. So I got this hourglass and I'm like, okay, I'm going to focus on my writing for this entire time. That's the plan. But the hourglass that IKEA had was only like a 5-minute one. And I'm like, this isn't good. I need like a much longer one. Same thrift store. Later that day, I found a brand new 45-minute hourglass, way nicer than the IKEA one. That was $4. I just love it. So that's the sort of thing. Taurus is great at going out in the world and creating reality. So right after the full moon, we've got that fortunate connection with Uranus and Taurus. So what do you want to create? What reality are you going to create? What in the earth plane do you want to make happen? Because now's your chance. So that happens Monday. Then we move into Tuesday. We do, like, it's a really big week leading up to the solstice, which I'm going to come back and do another podcast before then because there's so much energy to include. So if you have any questions about this week's full moon in Sagittarius at the Galactic Center, please do feel free to reach out. You can get a hold of me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.